54 terrorist plots were thwarted by the use of Section 215 and or Section 702 authorities. That's plainly wrong. But we still get it in letters to members of Congress. We get it in statements. These weren't all plots, and they weren't all thwarted. The American people are getting left with an inaccurate impression of the effectiveness of NSA programs. Would you agree that the 54 cases that keep getting cited by the administration were not all plots, and of the 54, only 13 had some nexus to the U.S.? Would you agree with that, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. In our last hearing, Deputy Director Inglis' testimony stated that there's only really one example of a case where, but for the use of Section 215 bulk phone records collection, terrorist activity was stopped. Is Mr. Inglis right?
He's right. I believe he said two, Chairman. I may have that wrong, but I think he said two. And I would like to point out that it could only have applied in 13 of the cases because of the 54 terrorist plots or events, only 13 occurred in the U.S. Business record FISA was only used in 12.
I understand that, but what I worry about is that some of the statements that all is well, and we have these overstatements of what's going on. We're talking about massive, massive, massive collection. We're told we have to do that to protect us. And then statistics are rolled out. If they're not accurate, it doesn't help with the credibility here in the Congress, doesn't help with the credibility with us, Chairman, and doesn't help with the credibility with the country.